KTVB News Time 7:53 on this Friday morning. 64 degrees in Tyler, 61 degrees right now in Longview. And a good morning to you, East Texas. It is time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTVB's own Paul Gleiser. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas Destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. At RealClearPolitics.com yesterday, Ben Shapiro made a brilliant point. It's one you won't see made anywhere in the mainstream media, and will someone please explain to me why we keep calling them that? In his article, Shapiro observes that in the same week the United States has waged war in Iran with precision, technological prowess, and profound impact in a way that, as he says, looks like something written for a Hollywood script, while also sending human beings into space farther from Earth than ever in the 65-year history of human spaceflight, which, as it happens, we will mark this Sunday. In both cases, the United States made it look easy. In both cases, it's anything but. This, says Shapiro, is what a superpower looks like, and he's right. On the Iran war front, the United States has clearly demonstrated a capacity to deliver offensive force with surgical precision and devastating consequence. We have shown that enemy forces and their malign leaders can be precisely tracked and eliminated. In this conflict, Iran had at its disposal air defense systems provided by Russia and China that are the very best non-U.S. defense systems in the world. Yet they proved nearly worthless when put to the test against the forces of the United States. Such capability facilitates maximum military advantage with minimum impact on civilian lives. Don't think that Putin and Xi haven't noticed. They have. America's current military capability again illustrates something I've said for decades. No nation in history has ever amassed more power and yet been so restrained in its use. The United States, if it chose to do so, could dominate the world. That's precisely what powerful nation-states have done for most of human history, but not so for this country. In its 250-year history, for all its admitted faults, imperfections, and missteps, the United States, to an astonishing degree, has eschewed empire and conquest and has instead limited its use of its military power to the defense of peace. And that brings us to the Artemis II circumlunar mission, the first manned lunar mission since Apollo 17 in December 1972. As I speak, the spacecraft with its four astronauts is on its way to a Pacific Ocean splashdown a little after 7 o'clock this evening, Texas time. Assuming a safe splashdown, the mission has been a massive success. The Orion spacecraft has been very nearly flawless. The only real anomaly has been in connection with the onboard toilet. In the 1960s, the race to the moon was between the United States, a nation rooted in individual liberty, and the Soviet Union, a nation rooted in authoritarianism and oppression. The U.S. won that race, and the Soviet Union eventually went out of business. National prestige can shape a nation's destiny. Today, China replaces the Soviets in what is essentially the same contest. National prestige is again on the line and again plays the same role. So, with all that in mind, Ben Shapiro is right. America's had a good week. That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. Well, it might rain this afternoon. It might not, says Han Dennis. Who cares? Either way works. Here's how. Gather up your spouse or some friends and head for the grand tasting room at Keepersall. When you get there, go straight to the tasting bar and ask to try wines from the Keepersall collection. Yes, of course, tell them I sent you, and your first taste, as always, is on me. Pick the wine you like, then maybe grab a light bite to eat and take it all to the patio outside. Yeah, there may be some showers this afternoon, or maybe not. It works either way. The patio is covered, and if it does rain, there's just something about a vineyard in the rain that's calming to the spirit. Sit with your spouse or your friends, sip a nice glass of wine, enjoy your light bite, talk, laugh, enjoy. Take me up on this. You'll find it all to be a perfect setup for a nice weekend. So go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's always more at KIEPERSOL.com, Keepersall.com.